You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust, and tonight's program continues with part two of a birthday celebration broadcast, in effect an opera mix being created with and for the great John Cage that began with part one here on All Things Cage last week. This program was created in 1987, when Cage was in the throes of his work on your operas 1 and 2 for the Frankfurt Au Pair, on the occasion of the institution of its new director-conductor, Gary Bertini. The program, and thus its broadcast, ran 3 hours in its entirety, mostly taken up by the working process required to mix and remix opera snippets by turntable engineers working with recordings brought together in the studios of WKCR 89.9 FM, the radio station at Columbia University. The program is introduced by Sam Seliger, librarian archivist for WKCR, and was originally broadcast live on WKCR in August of 1987. Cage used much of the occasion of this live broadcast to work with a small team of audio engineers, Bob Bilecki at the helm, and including artists William Anastasi and Dove Bradshaw, as well as Cage's longtime assistant, Andrew Culver, which would ultimately constitute Truckera, a short tape of 101 layered fragments of European operas heard from time to time, passing through the percussion section of the small Your Operas 1 and 2 orchestra. The host of the program is Brooke Wentz, a Barnard and Columbia alum who for a time served as the new music director of WKCR. Wentz was host to the entire 14-day festival taking place in the period leading up to Cage's 75th birthday, of which this broadcast was a part. While I was in attendance at the premiere of Cage's mammoth work in Frankfurt on December 12, 1987, I missed both the original broadcast of tonight's program in August of 1987 and its more recent rebroadcast on Cage's birthday this year, September 5th, 2023. So this airing this evening via WGXC is as much for me as it is for All Things Cage listeners who were equally unaware. Your Operas 1 and 2 was the primary work occupying Cage's time in the 1985 to 87 window, and it was also the work that I spent the most of my time on, having begun work with Cage in New York in 1985. It brings back a lot of memories. Cage had assumed a Wagnerian role with this work, his first full-scale opera, handling virtually every aspect of its composition and creation, with a lot of help from Andrew Culver. Your Operas 1 and 2 ended up being the subject of my two-volume doctoral dissertation from UCLA, completed in 1992, fully titled John Cage's Your Operas 1 and 2, The Musical Means of Revolution. The program, which runs in its original 3 full hours, is airing here at WGXC in 3 parts, each running roughly 1 hour. Part 1 aired last week on December 30th. Part 2 will be heard tonight, January 6th. And the third and final Part 3 will air next week on January 13th, all heard on All Things Cage at its regularly scheduled times. Tonight's program also includes a then newly recorded performance of Cage's Himkus, a composition from 1986 scored for chamber ensemble, more specifically, any solo from or combination of voice, alto flute, flute, clarinet, alto and tenor saxophones, bassoon, trombone, 2 percussionists, accordion, 2 pianos, violin, and cello. The title of the work combines 2 words, hymn and haikus. The word hymn is reflected in the parts, which are made up of repeated verses. The word haikus is relevant because each of the verses consists of 17 events. The events are played or sung 4, 5, or 6 times with varying tempi. Cage's notation employs fixed time brackets of 30, 45, and 60 seconds each. In total, there are 14 parts, but no overall score. These parts may be performed as solos or in any combination. The work is made up of the solos from Cage's Et cetera II for orchestras, each reduced to the same repeated 8-note chromatic range between G2 and C3, an interval of a perfect fifth. The work, provided to the station manager on a cassette personally delivered by Cage, was performed by Matthew Kochmierowski and the New Performance Group, to whom Hymkus is dedicated, an ensemble made up of core members of the Port Costa Players from the San Francisco Bay Area, who had moved to Seattle, Washington, to teach at the Cornish College of the Arts. Members were, in addition to Kochmierowski, Gerard Powell, Roger Nelson, Tomasa Eckert, Walter Gray, and William McCall. They are joined in this performance by trombonist Stuart Dempster. Hymkus is heard on tonight's program, but it is momentarily interrupted by conversation about the in-progress remixing process of the opera snippets, which will itself continue and conclude next week. We also have a bit of a cliffhanger at the end of this week's part two. Cage had also brought a broadcast tape of his recently finished essay from 1987 also, short for Henry David Thoreau's writings through the essay on the duty of civil disobedience, which he offers up for playback while the remixing process is underway. As he explains, his essay is made up of 18 misostics, like an acrostic, but having the string of letters down the middle rather than down the edge. A given letter does not occur between it and the preceding letter of the string, on Eric Satie's title, Messe de Pauvre. Thoreau said, "The best thing a man can do for his culture when he is rich is to endeavor to carry out those schemes which he entertained when he was poor." Satie was known as Monsieur le Pauvre. He had no interest in saving money. He preferred something he could use, a handkerchief, a watch, an umbrella, and these he bought not singly but in quantity. All of the words that are used in a single writing through are removed from the source text for a subsequent writing through. Thus, the series of writings through tends toward shorter and shorter texts. The series was continued until the 19th, which, being incomplete, brought it to an end. It is one part of a collection of materials, some of them musical, most of them literary, called The First Meeting of the Satie Society. Essay was made in two forms, one unstratified and one stratified. For both forms, readings giving 9 seconds to each stanza of all 18 writings through were superimposed. For the unstratified form, the voice pitch was kept constant by compressing or expanding a single writing through to a common chance-determined time length, 16 minutes, 49 seconds. The time lengths varied from 36 seconds to 20 minutes, 42 seconds. For the stratified form, 14 minutes and 4 seconds, the different writings through were broadcast by chance operation to points in a 2-octave range, of which the center was the pitch of the unstratified form. For both forms, each reading was given its own stereophonic position. This was accomplished at the Center for Computer Music in Brooklyn College of the City University of New York, directed by Charles Dodge. Programming, which involved the optimization for extreme elongation of Paul Lansky's software for the analysis and synthesis of vocal material, was done by the technical director, Kenneth Warby, and the work was carried out by him, Francis White, and Victor Friedberg. The original voice recording was done at Synesthetics, Inc. with the assistance of Paul Zinman. Essay will be heard at the very start of next week's All Things Cage, so we hope you'll tune back in. Enjoy.
Are we ready in 10?
Okay.
Ten?
That's good.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Help me. throughout the years that things change. I did change a lot.
Here's another story. He, unhappy at her apparent indifference toward him, brings her captive to the temple of the Holy Grail. Another man also loves her, accusing her of witchcraft. She expresses but a lifeless automaton who should have reported to jail for a minor offense. Disguising herself in exchange for his love, they are condemned as traitors. Conveniently, he flees to an inn on the Lithuanian border.
One minute.
Well, then I can read this one.
Yeah.
Exhausted, he is beset by his daughter, who was once his wife. Her cousin, however, loves her. He resolves to be succored by her frequently. He is invited to utter the fearful renunciation. She, having already independently accepted, dies of fright. Another woman, his wife, calls her her new mentor, but he is convinced of her guilt. Her wish is granted by them, and out steps the beautiful queen. He threatens to tell how.
This concludes the first of three reels of the John Cage Opera Mix from August of 1987. You're listening to the John Cage Birthday Broadcast here on the original FM, WKCR FM New York and WKCR HD1. On the air at 89.9 and online at WKCR.org, where our playlists are also posted. My name is Sam Seliger. It should be around 1 p.m. on this Tuesday, September the 5th, 2023. This is a pre-recorded segment presenting the John Cage Opera Mix broadcast. We'll begin now, or continue now, I should say, with the second of the three reels.
Thank you.
That's just the beginning.
Yes, right.
Now we have to put them together.
We're going to put them on all on top of
one
another.
One and two will go into a new one, and three and four will go into a new two, and five and six into a new three, seven and eight into a new four, etc.
Are we going to hear it solely from the tape, huh?
No, not the turntables are finished now.
Okay. So we're going to, Bob's rewinding the tapes.
It's going to take about 5 minutes or so.
That's all right.
Set levels.
That's all right. So, John, what did you think of the performance here?
I thought it was great.
You did? How about everybody else?
And you did beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
I thought it was beautiful. Brooke, can I ask a question, though?
Yes, you can.
Okay, just to clarify for the audience, because I know that I had this question, what exactly was the role of what we were just doing now with regard to what we're going to be doing just a moment from now?
You mean in the opera?
Right.
Or
What did what we just did now, what role did that play and what the what shape the opera's going to take?
But what you did just now is eight mixes, and they're going to be put together into four mixes, then the four into two, and the two into one. And that final one will be a very thick mix, which will become part of the percussion section of the in the opera. There's a kind of a Mozart-sized orchestra, and this will come through the sounds of the instruments and of the other percussion instruments, as I said earlier, more or less like a truck coming through traffic.
Right. I thought that was quite a turn of the phrase, as you put it, sort of the fashioning of a percussion instrument is what we're at.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank the people on turntables. Turntable 1, Charlie Croningold, Andrew Klatman, Bill Anastasi, Dove Bradshaw, Nim Pedersen, Sabrina Fung, and then, of course, we've got in the background Andrew Culver, Saul Fisher, Danny Moses, and Mr. Bob Bilecki, our great engineer. So I'd like to thank all the people who helped make this event possible.
And that was the voice of Brooke Wentz.
Thank you, John. And for those listening, this is WKCR.
Our program is called, what is it, Babbrook?
Babbrook? John, I didn't name it. You did.
Yes. We gave the name Babbrook because of Brooke Wentz, and it's a short for Babbling Brook.
The term I've never heard before. yes, this is the station where you can hear anything, just about anything. It's hard to come back to reality. I hope people out there are enjoying it as much as we're having fun in here. I think
we'll never know.
We'll never know. It's a problem with radio. Well, it's 10:26, so John, that was almost an hour. No, it wasn't an hour. We started at 9:36, so it was just about 50 minutes there for you.
So it might take about, 8 times 6. I bet you it takes at least another hour.
What, till they all mix down?
Or more than an hour, maybe two.
What?
What? What do you think?
Get all the opera records out. Everybody
2 hours till what? Till they all get mixed down?
Another hour at most. We'll manage it in less than an hour.
In less than an hour.
Yeah.
And we're all going to stay and listen.
I'm looking forward.
So am I. So, John, are you just going to go also, are you just going to go over to Germany and just stay for like the first week of performances, or how long are you going to be over there for?
No, I'm going to work on the directing and the lighting. Andy and Sabrina and I are going to live, actually, in the opera for almost 2 months.
Live in the opera?
They have apartments, fortunately.
And what are you doing to celebrate your 75th birthday in September?
I just do the same as not celebrating.
Where are you going to be?
Oh, now I'm here, but then I'll be there.
In Frankfurt, huh?
Right.
I thought you were going to Los Angeles. Are you going to go?
There's a festival beginning on my actual birthday, the 5th of September, and going to the 12th. And then after that, I come here for one day and then go on to Frankfurt.
Good. Well, what would you like to do? Now we're hearing Bob's tones in the background.
how much more time, Bob?
Oh, I've got another 5 minutes.
Another 5 minutes.
John, should we play your cassette that you brought up?
You might like to hear that.
That's excerpt of at least 5 minutes,
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, it's a piece called Hymn Coos. Hymn is in church hymns.
Mix number one.
And coo is in one. Haiku.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a rather thick piece. I think there are, I don't know how many people there are in this.
I guess the cassettes aren't connected.
Or John. Maybe we can't do that.
We can reconnect one of them.
No, that's, I mean, if it's too complicated, we can just go ahead and put on a turntable. Okay, let's go back and try and listen to John Cage's.
Does that spoil your plans?
No, not at all.
This is the new performance group in Seattle at the Cornish School, headed by Matthew Komorowski.
Mix number two.
I don't have time for another story.
No, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
been listening to an excerpt from Haim Kuz, who recorded in Seattle with Stuart Dempster on trombone. And, John, you mentioned that's the New Percussion Orchestra. Is that correct? Is that what they're called?
No, New Performance Group.
New Performance Group. Okay. And that was on cassette. We are here in the studios with John Cage, and we are about to test, I guess, the first... Another 5 minutes. That concludes, I guess, our first portion.
Why don't you go back to that hymn coos?
You want to go back to the hymn coos?
I like it.
Okay. Okay.
I may be the only one.
No, John. I think a lot of people like it. By the way, if you are listening and if you're enjoying this or you're...
There are two of us now.
There are two of us. Okay. You can give us a call at 212-280-5223 and...
Four.
Let us know what you'd like to hear of John's music for later on tonight, because we will be here until 5 in the morning. John and I won't be here that long. We'll be here only until hopefully about another hour, right? We're going to be playing your music till 5, but you and I probably won't be here that long.
Well, we want to stay until we get all these 8 mixes down to 1.
Okay, that's how long we'll stay.
That's what I'd like to do.
Okay, so let's go back to the...
You can't always do what you want.
Okay, let's go back and hear Haim Kuz, a recording done in Seattle. Thank you. And you just finished hearing the ending of the hymn Coos, a composition by John Cage, performed by the New Performance Group in Seattle with Stuart Dempster on trombone. It's 11:03, and you're in tune to WKCR 89.9 FM. I'm Brooke Wentz, your host for this portion of our special Cage broadcast, which will continue until 5 in the morning. Right now, perhaps some of you have already listened, or some of you are just coming back from listening to our live mixes that took place between about 9:30 and 10:30. And right now what we're doing is we had eight separate mixes, and we are now putting together 1 and 2, and now 3 and 4, and then we'll put 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 together, and then we'll put the first, those two together. It's sort of like a Christmas tree, but going backwards up to the top of the tree. So right now, let's listen to the, we're going to listen to the mix of mix 3 and 4 of the former mixes. So now that our engineers are ready, let's listen to that 3-minute mix, and then we'll go back to some more music of John Cage. And within the hour, we'll eventually climb to the top of the tree. What's so funny, John? Everybody wants to hear.
Well, he asked how chance worked, and John sneezed.
No. By chance. So you just finished hearing the second part. That was our mix number 3 and 4 mix together, and in a few moments you'll hear mix 5 and 6, and then after that, 7 and 8. So we're going to, and then
those four
get mixed together, right? We're just working up the tree now, John.
Down to 2. And then those 2 to 1.
Okay. So did you have another cassette, or do you want to pull it out later?
I have another.
Okay, John's got another cassette, because we don't have real current pieces. Most of John's recordings, the most current one was the Rear Wanji, I believe. That is a 1983 recording. And many of his most recent recordings have not been put out on record. Even Roratoria, which is a 1979 piece, is not on our record. You might be able to find a cassette of it. As I mentioned, that from about 12 midnight or whenever we finish here throughout the evening, other older recordings and rare recordings of John's work will be played throughout the evening or throughout the morning. So, John, what did you bring?
Essay on the Duty of Civil Disobedience.
Uh-huh.
And this is 18 of my readings. And these 18 readings have been analyzed by the computer and then resynthesized so that they take 14, how many minutes does it say? I think it's something like 14 minutes. And the it's the stratified one. And then they've been broadcast by chance operations in a two-octave range, an octave higher than my voice and an octave lower. And the pitches where these 18 different voices are has been chance determined. And the short ones, you see, that lasted only 30 seconds have been stretched to be like 14 minutes. And the ones that were 22 minutes have been squeezed down to 14, mm-hmm. so that you have this chorus of unusual voices.
Okay, so let's listen now to the name of the piece again, John.
It's Essay, which is short for Essay on the Duty of Civil Disobedience, the essay of Henry David Thoreau.